Shout amen. Amen. Praise God. Now let me say this. The reason it took me a little while to find my place here. Have you ever thought one thing and wrote something else? Amen. That's what happened to me. But thank God I caught up. So I, you know, I've been ministering for quite a while in the area of faith. I've been ministering in the area of prayer, among other things. And all these are vital to our success as Christians. Anybody here want to have shipwreck faith? No, absolutely not. We don't want to be shipwrecked. We don't want to run aground. And we want to be sharp, alert, and real sensitive to the Spirit of God as we live for Him every day that He gives us. So my subject tonight is activating your faith. And it's really all still in the same package that I've been ministering on for some time now, but activating your faith. Now, in 2 Thessalonians, the very first chapter, and I'm reading from the New King James Bible. I'll just begin at verse 1. It says, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, I say this sometime, and I'm going to say it again tonight. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but all them Thessalonian people are dead now. Amen. Yeah, they're dead now. They're gone. But guess what? The Word of God is still here. Amen. So that church that the Apostle Paul was writing to, there. Hopefully, all of them are with Jesus now. But we have to understand that the Word of God is also for us. The Word of God is for every generation. You hear me? The Word of God is for every generation. Hallelujah. So let me read on. Again, it says, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's take a look at verse 3. It says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. Now, you see that? It says, because your faith grows exceedingly, and, now, don't lose sight here, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let me go on and reestablish something, and we're talking about our faith, activating our faith, growing our faith. Now, I want to go back to something I said earlier. You know, there's some things that have to be going on in your life in order for your faith to grow. Amen? I heard, the first time I heard this said was, it was said by a prophet years and years ago. Matter of fact, it was probably in the early 80s, or late 70s at a church that we used to attend, and the pastor had invited a prophet to speak at the meeting. And one thing he said that really stuck with me, and you've heard me say it here before, but he said, it's what you know that makes you go. And if I can add a little twist to that, I'd also like to say it's what you know that makes you grow. That is when you know the Word of God. You understand? It's what you know that makes you strong when you act upon what you know. Amen? Glory to God. So then we need to, you know, if we're going to move forward, if we're going to be strong in faith, if we're going to do the work of the Lord, do the work that God has called us to, there should be some things in our lives that either are already established or that are being established, okay? And so we have to understand, and I think I told you this, we have to understand, you know, if you're hearing this second time, or maybe even the third time, I don't apologize for it, because faith does come by hearing. Amen. Faith does come by hearing. But but we have to have a good foundation. You have to understand that we cannot live a victorious life without faith. Listen, hear me real good. We cannot live a victorious life without faith. We can't even please God without faith. Hebrews 11:6. We cannot please God by faith. And some folks say, man, I'm tired of hearing all that faith stuff, faith stuff, faith, 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 faith. We're just preaching the Bible, folks. And the Word of God says that we can't please Him without faith. Or it's impossible, excuse me. It's impossible to please Him without faith. So there's some things we need to have on the inside of us that we can build on. Now, while we're building here, let's go to 1 John, and you know, I'm just really reviewing, but let's go there real quick. 1 John, the 5th chapter. Don't you ever forget this. Now, if you're going to develop your faith, you need to know this. 1 John chapter 5, and I'll just begin reading at verse 4. It says, for whatever is born of God. Now, that whatever really means whoever. All right? Whoever is born of God does what? Overcome the world. Amen. Whatever is born of God overcome the world. Now, I wasn't born to be overcome. I was born to overcome. Let me say that again. Make sure I said it right. I wasn't born to be overcome. I was born, and you too, to overcome. Jesus said, we're in the world, but we're not of this world. This world is desperately evil, okay? And so we have been born again to overcome the world. So let me read it again. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. Now, in my New King James Bible, victory stands out here. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Finish it.
Our faith.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. You are not going to be a world overcomer without activating your faith, without growing your faith. You're still here. Read it to you again. I want you to get it in your spirit, not just in your head, but I want you to get it down in your heart. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. So you need to know that. You know, I'm born of God. If you're born of God, testify by show of hands. If you're born of God, you're born again, let me see your hand. Glory to God. Let me see your hand. So if you're born again, then the Bible says you are a world overcomer. Man, I used to get so tired of those of the testimonies that I used to hear people give, blaming God for things he didn't do, giving the devil credit he didn't deserve. As a young Christian, back in the 70s, especially after I went into the service, I visited a lot of churches. And a lot of the churches, listen to me, a lot of the churches that I visited were Spirit-filled churches. I wasn't Spirit-filled at the time. I hadn't been baptized with the Holy Ghost. I didn't speak in other tongues, but I was mighty curious. Amen. But then I would hear them talk. And I used to think, man, them some of the negative people I've ever been around. I've been around sinners more positive than they are. But yet they shout, they talk in tongues, and that they talk about the goodness of the Lord. But then when you carry on a conversation with them, it's totally different. So I didn't understand it, so I just thought that was the norm until I really got into the Word of God and found out that as a believer, we are world overcomers. Amen. We are world overcomers. Every one of you, if you're born again, you are a world overcomer. Now, I didn't say you were overcoming, but that's what you are. A dog is a dog whether he barks or not. Right? So if we are world overcomers, then we need to start overcoming. So let me go back. Verse, all right, I'm going to read verse 4 again, then I'm going to read straight through verse 5. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes what? That Jesus is the Son of God. The one that has never lost a battle. I said Jesus never lost a battle. He came to the earth, faced the devil head on, and whipped him. Now, it's good to have someone like that on your side. Don't you agree? Jesus is on my side. The Bible say, if God be for us, then who can be against us? See, we got to get that established down on the inside of us. We got to know that God is for me. God wants me to win in this situation. Jesus did everything that was necessary for me to win. Because I am a world overcomer. The Bible does say we fight the good fight of faith, right? That's the reason we must continuously grow our faith. And so the Apostle Paul was commending the Thessalonians church because he says, brothers, sisters, your faith is growing exceedingly. Glory, hallelujah. You're still here. So we have to understand then that we cannot be victorious in life without faith. And then something else we need to know, since we are in the first epistle of John, let's back up to verse 4. We were in chapter 5, let's back up to chapter 4 and take a look at chapter 4. Look at verse 4. It says, you are of God, little children. Say, I am of God. So I want you to get this on the inside of you. Look at the person beside you or near you and let them know, I am a child of God. Amen. If you're born again, you can say that. Tell them, say, I'm a child of God. So verse 4 says, you are of God, little children, and have what? You have what? You have... No, it doesn't say the world here. It says you have overcome them, which we've overcome the world too, absolutely. You have overcome them because he who is where? He who is where? See, these are some things we got to know. If we're going to develop our faith, let me read it again now. Let me read it so you can get it. Is this the word of God?
Yes.
Amen. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, whoever them is. Because, I mean, Lord, how have I overcome them? Lord, please tell me, how have I overcome them? You know, you may be little in stature or whatever. You know, you may think you're weak physically, but Lord, how have I overcome them? And he tells us, because he who is in you, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. But that ought to make you stand up, lift your head up, put your shoulders back. There have been many little brothers that have been bullied, maybe in school, wherever, by other boys, or maybe girls, you know. And, you know, they physically was no match for those that were bullying them. But big brother walks up. Now, before, you know, they were kind of cowering down, like, oh man, you know, I'm about to get beat up. But then big brother walks up, and they see big brothers, and all of a sudden head come up, shoulder goes back. What you gonna do now, huh? What you gonna do? What you gonna do now, huh? You bad, huh? Why? Because he knows that big brother is more than able to take care of business. But you know, we need to have the same attitude towards the devil. Because if he can intimidate you, he can whip you. But we have a big brother. You know, the word of God say Jesus is our elder brother. Yeah, he is. He's our elder brother. And the word, and I just told you, the word of God says God is on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? The Bible never said we wouldn't have any trials. The Bible never said we wouldn't have any challenges in life. But we got to know who we are. We got to know who's on the inside of us. We got to know who's for us. And as we study the Word of God and spend time with Him, our faith grows. Our faith develops. And when these situations and circumstances come, we put our shoulders back and say, no devil, not today. I command you to get out of my face. Well, we need to do it the way our elder brother did it. He had to face the devil. Don't you know that? He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He never failed. He never lost a battle, like I said earlier. What did Jesus do when the devil faced him? He said, get thee behind me, Satan. Get out of my face. Look at my back. He said this in a weakened physical state. He'd been fasting, hadn't eaten. He was still more powerful than the devil. He was still more powerful than the circumstances that was facing him. You're still here. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Is this blessing you? So there's some things that we need to know. We need to have a foundation to build on. Because until you know who you are, you'll win very few victories, if any at all. See, some folks get caught up on what other people say about them. Well, you know, you're not going to ever amount to anything. You can never accomplish anything. You don't have enough sense, and on and on and on. I'm not going to, excuse me, I'm not going to even ask for a show of hands, but I'm, I feel pretty sure at some point in your life, some of you have heard that. Even I've heard it too. But I'm glad people don't get to decide for me how successful I will be spiritually, physically, financially. Oh, I'm glad I know God. Oh, I'm glad I got a hold of the Word of God. Because I can tell you right now, I would be one miserable person. That is, if I still would be alive. Because people can give you no hope. They don't give you any hope, many of them. Thank God he set me free when I got a hold of the Word of God. I had been saved a number of years before I really began to get into God's Word. And I want to tell you something, folks. When I got baptized with the Holy Ghost, everything changed. I began to see things in the Bible and understand things in the Bible that I never understood before. Praise God, hallelujah. So what am I trying to say to you? I'm trying to say to you, develop your faith. Know who you are. Know who you are. Don't back away from who you are. Don't judge yourself by what other people say, especially if it's negative. You have to understand, too, going back to that, some folk don't want you to succeed. Some folks want you to fail so they can point the fingers in your face. I told you. And with the leadership, listen to me, with the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you can do God's will, perform God's will for your life if you will follow the Holy Spirit, follow the Word of God. Pastor, I don't have what they have. You know, don't worry about that. You follow God. Who was it? Peter? Asked Jesus about John? Lord, what about him? What's he going to do? What Jesus tell him? Don't worry about that. Don't concern yourself about that. You follow me. Is that what he told him? You follow me. Well, you know, I got a brother, I got sisters or whatever. Man, they just moved up in life and just seemed like I didn't get anywhere. Lift your head up. Start seeking God. Begin to fill yourself full of the Word of God. Get in a good church where you can hear the uncompromised Word of God preached. And he will lead you. And he will open doors for you. You hear me? He will open doors for you if you will put his interest first. You hear me? If you will put his interest first. Lord, in my life, your will be done here on this earth, just like it's being done in heaven. And then put your hand to the plow and don't look back. Don't look back. I said, don't look back. Praise the name of the Lord. Wow, I thought I'd have gotten further than this, but this is important, isn't it? Amen. Glory be to God. And if the Lord says the same, I want to talk to, I want to say more, minister more about faith and how it works. But you got to first have your foundation. You got to know who you are. Amen. Because if you don't know who you are, you can't function the way God wants you to function. You ever heard people say, man, I'm just trying to find myself? No, find God. Find the Word of God, and you'll find yourself. Because God's will for you is right here in this Bible. Hallelujah. Well, I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but I know Brother such and such and Sister such and such. Oh, they've been going to church for years and years, and they can't find themselves either. Well, my first question would be, is Brother John Doe and Sister Jane Doe, are they being obedient to the Word of God? Remember, Jesus said, a wise builder hears his word and do what his word says. A wise builder. And he will have a solid foundation. And he will be successful. And when the storms come, guess what? His house gonna stand. But the other builder that decide, shoo, that's too much. I don't want to spend that much time building a foundation. What are you saying? I'm not going to spend that kind of time digging and digging and digging. That's too much work. Oh, you have to dig, folks. But if you get lazy and build on the sand, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. But if you do it God's way, you'll be successful. And notice, and we're not even going there. I'm getting ready to close. But notice the man that dug deep and built his foundation on the rock. You can look it up later, read it. Just because he built his foundation on a rock and built his house on a solid foundation, just because he built it that way, didn't stop the storm from coming. It didn't stop the storm from coming, but it did stop his house from falling. You're still here. Hallelujah. So let's make up our minds, make a decision that I'm going to follow God and I'm going to do it His way. And I'm going to dig. I may sweat, but that's okay. I'm going to dig. But I'm going to be successful in my walk with God and in my service to God. I got a video Kathy and I watched. I want to show it here. sometimes, hopefully soon, make you think. It'll really make you think. And it'll make you examine yourself. Because you know, we don't have time to waste time. We don't. And I believe time is very short. And one day, I believe very soon, we'll be standing with him face to face. We don't know what we shall be, but we do know when we see him, we'll be like him. Oh, what a glorious day. Hallelujah. But in the meantime, we don't want to leave any stone unturned as we move forward in the name of Jesus. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your word. And we know that your word would never, ever, ever.